2,000 troops remain from the 3,500 soldiers who made up the EU Protection Force. They're the foundation of what's expected to be a more than 5,000-member force under the command of the UN mission in Chad and the Central African Republic. But because that force is not in place, the human rights group Amnesty International says civilians may now be at greater risk.
This is going to result in a situation where there is a security vacuum.
Tawanda Hondura is deputy director of the Africa program at Amnesty International. With the UN force in neighboring Sudan at only 60% of its troop strength, more than a year after taking over from African Union forces, Hondura says there's good reason to be concerned about the safety of refugees and internally displaced civilians.
If it is going to take that long, we fear that civilians will be seriously exposed to greater harm in eastern Chad. And the reason why we say this is because armed opposition groups which are Chadian, as well as armed opposition groups which are Sudanese, have been known to attack civilians, to recruit child soldiers from within the civilian population.
Amnesty International wants the UN Security Council to make sure the full deployment of troops is done in the shortest possible time. With an alliance of Chadian opposition groups threatening to launch another attack on the capital in N'Djamena at the end of the rainy season, the UN Protection Force is under pressure to become more actively involved in resolving Chad's long-running civil war beyond its current mandate to protect civilians and support relief efforts. Aaron Weir works for the advocacy group Refugees International.
You can keep people alive, but if you can't stabilize the country, you're going to be providing that kind of support, that security, for a really long time.
Concern about a further decline in security in eastern Chad follows this month's International Criminal Court arrest warrant charging Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir with crimes against humanity in Darfur. Khartoum responded by expelling 13 international aid agencies last week. Honduras says that could bring more Sudanese refugees across the border into Chad.
If that situation is not resolved quickly, we may see population flows from Sudan, Darfur, into eastern Chad, increasing the population and also increasing security risks.
The new UN Protection Force recognizes that danger, saying it's preparing for the possible influx of more Sudanese refugees as aid levels decline with the expulsion of non-governmental organizations. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.